New Orleans is now a city where all its public schools are chartered, all 57 of them. That means 57 different locations across the city with 57 independent boards and 57 different approaches to educational content. This extraordinary new system is being watched throughout the country, not only to learn of its successes, but also to observe how it handles its challenges. New Orleans is a city with a deep cultural heritage. Patrick Dobard, superintendent of the Recovery School District, is very aware of that. So, is there an overriding philosophy about the role of the arts in his 57 RSD schools?
Our philosophy, just overall, for schools, period, is just basically to make certain that all students have access to an excellent public education. And we perform the core governmental functions that are necessary to achieve excellence and equity in a decentralized system of schools. And so within that, we encourage schools to have diverse programs for the diverse students that they serve. And some of our schools particularly do have an arts-focused curriculum. We don't have a particular mandate that schools have that, but I believe that all schools in New Orleans do encourage the arts in some type of way in their schools. And we just look to make certain that we have a varying array of schools that offer diverse programs for parents and families.
But what does that really mean? And how many RSD schools actually integrate the arts into core academic courses by using the visual, musical, or literary arts to enhance their students' understanding of such courses?
One of them in New Orleans is Renew Cultural Arts Academy, formerly Batiste School. They're probably the one RSD school that has a strict focus on arts integration.
One might be forgiven for thinking that one out of 57 is a pretty low count. But then maybe the remaining 56 are rich with arts experiences.
The majority of the schools in New Orleans do offer still an arts class where all of their students are exposed to the arts throughout the day. It's just as far as the total integration throughout the curriculum, it may not be in some instances. But the majority of the schools still have arts classes that they offer. You know, when you widen it into not just like media arts, but, you know, music and dance. So our schools, the majority of our schools offer that. And so that hasn't gone away. And so I think for every parent that would apply and look at a school, whether it's a high school, middle school, elementary school, all of our schools offer some type of extracurricular or art curriculum within their focus. There is a diversity. Our operators are well aware how within the curriculum you need to have a certain balance in order to ensure that you're developing the child holistically.
For some parents, this diversity is welcome. For others, it's a confusion. So what's a parent to do?
I would encourage them to go to the school's individual websites, to call the schools, or to go to the RSD website and just pull up the parent portal for one app.
And you can do that by going to www.rsdla.net. It is indeed a different world. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.